I mean, is what I'm getting at.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our HUNCA session 2024. Today is March 27th. The time is 11:30 a.m. We are on day 3 of our agenda. Congresswoman Redcorn, will you please say our morning prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful sunshine today, Father, and the spring weather that's coming. Father, I thank you for this week, for this holy week, Lord, and I know that there's a lot of exciting activities happening, and I'm excited for our children to get to fellowship and do some really exciting stuff this weekend, Lord, but I pray that our attention is focused on you and the events of this week, Father, and that we take that to heart and sit on it and just enjoy that time and space, Lord. Father, I just pray for our veterans and our children right now, Lord, and any people who are in mourning, Lord. I pray that you comfort them and wrap your arms around them in this season. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us minute by minute, Lord. We love you and we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we are on approval of the journal.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated March 26, 2024.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Walker, members of Congress, those listening in. I have a few to go through here, so I'm going to start with the Government Operations Committee met yesterday on 3/26 and discussed the Election Board appointee, Ms. Belle Wilson. She's a reappointment, and the final committee action is the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. And the vote results were 6 unanimous votes and yes. The next item that we discussed in our meeting yesterday was Bill Number ONCA 2432, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the financial assistance for youth employment in the amount of $109,669 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action is a do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes was Lemon, Maker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene. Redcorn was absent. The next bill we met on was ONCA 2434, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $2 million for the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a new multifunction office building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst with co-sponsor Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action is due pass. Vote results are 5 yes, Lemon, Maker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene, Redcorn absent. The next bill we met on was ONCA 2438, an act to amend the Osage Nation Bar Association Fund at 1 ONC subsection 1-101 to change it to the Osage Nation Bar Fund for the benefit of the judicial branch and to amend the stated purpose and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action is due pass. Vote results are 5 yes, Lemon, Maker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene, Redcorn absent. The next bill we met on was ONCA 2439, an act to establish a revolving fund for the judicial branch to process revenues, expenditures, and bonds by operation of the courts and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. Final committee action is due pass with 5 yes votes from Lemon, Maker, Shaw, Rivard, Keene, Redcorn absent. And Madam Speaker, the final bill we met on was ONCA 2445, an act to amend ONCA 23106 to provide a supplemental appropriation to tribal works in the amount of $200,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. Final committee action is due pass. 5 yes votes from Maker, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, Lemon, and 1 absent was Keene. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues, those listening in. Culture Committee met yesterday, March the 26th, to consider appointments for the Traditional Culture Advisory Committee. First appointee was Janet Goodfox. Final committee action was candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Yes votes from Shaw, Maker, Keene, and Bighorse. Next was Mr. Eddie Riddigal Jr. and the committee found the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Final results, 5 yes votes from Shaw, Maker, Keene, Goodfox, and Bighorse. And next was Mr. George Stabler, and the committee found that the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Was 5 votes from Shaw, Maker, Keene, Goodfox, and Bighorse. And the Culture Committee also met on ONCR 2413, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to the jurisdiction to the Oklahoma Historical Society, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, for the purchase of real estate known as Chief Lookout Gravesite. Final committee action was due pass. Yes votes from Maker, Keene, Stabler, Goodfox, Shaw, and Bighorse. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Without objection, I am going to move ONCA 2432, which was reported out of GovOps today, to the Appropriations Committee per the conversation that the committee had yesterday. Hearing no objection, that's where it's going to go. Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills or resolutions. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief and colleagues. Reading in ONCA 24-48, an act to amend ONCA 2384 to provide authorization modifications to the executive branch for indirect cost, increasing the overall amount by $225,193 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading ONCR 2415, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $1,700 to the Bureau of Justice Assistance in the Department of Justice, DOJ, for a coordinated tribal assistance solicitation, CTAS. The CTAS grant could be CTOS. Reading NONCR 2416, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $31,651 to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, for a building, looks like a Infrastructure Communities Grant, BRIC, BRIC. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. ONCA 2448 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2415 will be assigned to appropriations, and ONCR 2416 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler. Thank you. We wanted to make note that our day six will be on Monday, and we are now to adjournment. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn till Monday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Happy Easter.